I'm not sticking with the regular stuff tonight. You paid the money. You paid $4? $4.50?
Believe me, sometimes,
yeah, it's a good investment. Sometimes I come out here, I do $4.75 show. I might do a $5 show, so, yeah. I never, if you pay $4.50, I don't do a $4.25 show. I keep going. I do a $4.50 show, and that's it, baby. So you may make a little bread off this tonight. I'm into bread. I love money. I love everything about money. I love to eat it. Eat money. You say you can't take it with you? I'm taking it with me. I'm into bread. I love bread. I bought some pretty good stuff. Got me a $300 pair of socks. I got a fur sink. Oh, let's see. Electric dog polisher. That was a good one. Gasoline-powered turtleneck sweater. And, of course, I bought some dumb stuff, too, you know. Okay, you paid the money. You're expecting to see a professional show, so let's not waste any more time. Let's go with professional show business. Hey! Let's go. Okay. I'm on drugs. I mean, you know what it is. It's a deal, man. I'll have to get small. It's a wild, wild drug. Very dangerous for kids, though, because they get really small. I knew I shouldn't get small when I'm driving, but... I was driving around the other day. And a cop pulls me over. And he goes, "Hey, are you small?" I said, "No, I'm tall, I'm tall." He said, "Well, I'm going to have to measure you. I got a little test they gave you. It's a balloon. And if you can get inside of it, they know you're small. And they can't put you in a regular cell either, because you walk right out." One night I got really small and got inside a vacuum cleaner. And the drug wore off. I retained the shape of a vacuum cleaner for about 2 weeks. Wild. To get small. You say to me, "Steve, how did you get your start? Was it easy for you on the way up?" No. I started off at the bottom. I was born a poor black child. And all day long around the house, you know, they'd sing the blues. And then I heard my first Mantovani record. And I knew that this is where it's at for me. This is the kind of music I enjoy. These are my people. So I decided to become white. And I had my cock shortened. And I got a job as a television weatherman. And with a slow change, you know. I'm still black from the neck down and from my arms up. So. Okay, I don't like to gear my material to the audience, but I'd like to make an exception because I was told that there is a convention of plumbers in San Francisco this week, and I understand about 30 of them came down to the show tonight. So before I came out, I worked up a joke especially for the plumbers. And now those of you who aren't plumbers probably won't get this and won't think it's funny, but I think those of you who are plumbers will really enjoy this. And so if you're not a plumber, please just bear with me for a while and just kind of, you know, hold off on this. But I would like to do this for the plumbers. So here we go. This lawn supervisor was out on a sprinkler maintenance job. And he started working on a Finlay sprinkler head with a Langstrom 7-inch gangly wrench. Well, just then a little apprentice leaned over and said, you can't work on a Finlay sprinkler head with a Langstrom 7-inch wrench. Well, this infuriated the supervisor, so he went and got volume 14 of the Kinsley manual. And he reads to him and says, the Langstrom 7-inch wrench can be used with a Finlay sprocket. Just then the little apprentice leaned over and says, it says sprocket, not socket. Are those plumbers supposed to be here this show, or was that... Okay. Well, I think we're having fun now, eh, folks? Sure, I'm pissed, but what difference does it make? We're having some fun here at the fabulous boarding house in San Francisco, California. We've got music, we've got laughter, and wonderful time here at the boarding house. It's only $4 every 5 minutes here at the boarding house in San Francisco. It's such a hard chord. I don't know. Oh, sure, I could make the easy chord. I could do this one. I don't know. This has more meaning to me, I guess. Actually, to make the full chord, you have to play part of it with your nose for the bass. That enables you to make the reach down here with the little finger. But you know, I see people going to college for 14 years, studying to be doctors and lawyers. I see people getting up at 7:30 every morning, going to work at the drugstore to sell flare pins. But the most amazing thing to me is I get paid for doing this. Okay. I don't know what you heard about my show. You probably heard I was into the comedy thing, but... kind of getting out of that now, getting more into the music, and this is what I dig, so I'm kind of getting into American Indian folk music. I'd like to do one of these tunes for you now, because now I realize as a semi-professional comedian, I can't come out here and just sing a straight folk song and have people get into it the way I have. So what I've done is I've jazzed it up a little bit, given it that pop feel, so you might get into the rhythm of it. But basically, I have kept it very traditional, and I'd like to do this for you right now. So this might be your introduction to this form of music that I love so much. So here we go. Little girl. Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, I don't do any dirty material. I don't like to. I don't know if that's what you came to hear. I don't know. You're saying, "Oh, I wonder if he's going to be real dirty." Probably. Are any kids here tonight? Yeah. There's a little kid. Yeah. Still a baby? Great. Meet me up. No, I don't like to offend people. I'm doing those fag jokes or anything like that because I don't like to offend people and. You never know who might be in the audience, so let's just... Well, how many fags do we have? Just a couple?
Okay, these two fruits are walking down the street, and...
I've had a good time since I've been here in San Francisco. There's so much... It's an intellectual town. I'm certainly into that, because I... Today I went to the Turd Museum, and that was... They've got some great shit there. And, I guess some of that crap's worth a lot of money, too.
Well, we're going to be starting. I've been delaying here just a few minutes. I'm waiting for the drugs to take effect. So no, that's a joke. I'm not into drugs. I don't mess around with that stuff. I used to. I'm going to have to be honest with you. But in the old days, and everybody would get stoned, you know, and the whole audience would be stoned. And I'd walk out stoned, and I'd come out and go... And people would be watching me, you know, and they'd be going, hey, those guys are pretty good. They'd come up to me after the show, you know, you guys were great, man. Hey, you want to smoke some shit? Come on, smoke some shit, go ahead. No, I don't want any marijuana. Marijuana, this is shit. I am smoking my own shit. I was real naive in those days, too, you know. People would come back after the show, and they'd say, hey, man, you want to snort? And I'd go, sure. Well, I wouldn't smoke marijuana in California now, man. You can get a ticket for that. Well, anyway, let's start. I mean, let's not waste any more time. Is this on? Can you hear me out there? Is this mic going? Are we having going on? Okay. Happy sound. You just can't sing a depressing song when you're playing the banjo. You just can't go, oh, death and grief and sorrow and murder. When you're playing the banjo, everything's okay. You know? Hey, Steve, your house is burning down. I just thought the banjo was the one thing that could have saved Nixon, you know. He went on television right at the right time and went, hi, everything's great. When he was, I think it'd be great if he had been traveling around the country and got off the plane and said, I'd like to talk about politics, but first a little Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Then it'd go to foreign countries and it'd get off the plane and people would go, hey, do Foggy Mountain. I don't like to talk about Nixon. That's just, it's so old, first of all. That's kind of like making Ike jokes. But second thing is I feel sorry for him, you know? I know I shouldn't because he did wrong and everything, but I just, this image of him walking along the beach in San Clemente, you know, all by himself with big old shorts on, you know, and a metal detector, you know. Okay, let's get moving now, huh? Yeah, the banjo's so happy. I think people who are out of work, instead of giving them money, we should give them a banjo. And then go home and,
did you get a job today, dear?
Nope! Doesn't matter, though!
Doesn't it seem like Carter should have a banjo?
Oh, help, 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 help. And what do you think about unemployment? Oh,
all right, folks. Hey, do you have much crime here? Of course you do, right, San Francisco? Must be a lot of muggers and stuff. I worry because I walk home every night, you know, and somebody's going to come in, hey, buddy. I have everything, you know? It doesn't bother me because I have figured out something. Muggers do not like to rob you if they think you're crazy. Because they're afraid they'll start having to explain, you know, and it'll take up too much time, and they'll be standing there going, okay, one more time. Take the money, give it to me, I'll run off, and then you won't have the money, then you yell for help, okay? No, no, no.
What?
So all you have to do is look crazy, you know? So whenever I have like $10 and I want to walk down the street with it, first, I wet my pants. So I get a big stain. Can I take a baby carriage and push it down the street and put garbage in it? Now, if you don't want to get that involved, much simpler thing, the moment you are aware you're being robbed, throw up on your money.
We'll pass. We'll get you next time, though, buddy. Thanks for coming by.
I got a lot of neat things like that, like solutions to the population problem. That's simple. Death penalty for parking violations.